I just got it out. There's all down here at Chainerville and down here and up on Barry Pete and everywhere. It all scattered all over the place.
Your father's, your grandmother on your father's side, did she come from Ireland too?
Well, no, I don't know that. I don't know where she come from. Mm-hmm. Cause I never did know grandma. I couldn't because she died when Papa was a baby.
Mm-hmm. Tell me something about your wife. And Catholic too?
Yeah.
What about your education?
I went to seventh grade, went through the seventh grade.
And were you born here?
Yeah, I was born in Alexandria, right in the town of Alexandria.
Yeah, it's in the, right in the middle of the town now. Uh-huh. It used to be farm ground, it's right in the middle of Alexandria.
My daddy farmed it. There, you live in the town, now old town where I was born.
Yeah, right about the middle of it.
Yeah.
Where were your parents born?
My dad was born in Belgium. Mm-hmm. My mom was born at Elmer, Louisiana.
That's out here in the Pontywood.
Are you very active in clubs? Or
no.
No. No,
I can't do nothing anymore, hardly.
No, he was. He was asked about your daddy.
No. Bus, that's all he done.
Well, he didn't. Well, that wasn't. I wasn't
he
in no club. She wouldn't know if he was in any club or anything.
Tell me about the house that you grew up in. What did it look like?
The house, what?
The house that you grew up in.
Well, it's just a little old box house. Little rough pine 1x12 boards and batten over it, and little house is still sitting there right today.
How many rooms were there?
It had two. Had two rooms in it. It's just one room in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And it's still right there right now. Yeah, two or three Sundays ago, I drove by it and drove by the brown bin. Just drove through there just to look and to see it because that's where I was raised at in there. And I hadn't been through there in a good long time, but I went through there. Get two or three Sundays ago. There's still some of the old buildings are still there. The old houses, the old Belgians that lived there, some of them still, their children still live on the old place.
That was the house that you lived in until you were 10?
Mm-hmm.
What about the next house?
Well, that was an old house down here at Willow Glen, right at the overpass, where you come over the overpass, right there. And we moved from there to on the horseshoe.
Where's the
Well, that's going
Jackson
around
Street.
Jackson,
where
Street.
Jackson Street.
At
Jackson
the end of
Jackson
Street. Street
right on the end of Jackson Street.
On the other end of it. Way down there when you get out in the country. You know.
The Bayou Biff Road.
Yeah.
I'd like to get an idea of what that second house looks like. Sort of like a, just what the rooms, what you call the rooms and,
did
you
sort
of make a floor plan, just a sketch of where the rooms were and all?
Well,
the house.
At Willow Glen.
Yeah.
At Willow Glen?
Mm-hmm.
I think it had just three rooms to it. That's all it had. It had three rooms, two bedroom and, well, it was both bedroom. And the kitchen and dining room was just a dropped off shed right across the back end of it, and it was both
uh-huh.
together.
So
just three rooms, and all there was to it.
One bedroom was behind the other? Or
no.
There
were two front, and then the shed dropped off of the back, and then there,
uh-huh.
it was used one end of it for the kitchen, and the other end of it for dining.
What about this house here? What do you call it? Say, what do you